Or is that the way you'd use it?
Yeah, and I guess you could toss it on a barrel. I don't know. I just really don't know what that would be.
Okay. Good. what do you call it when you go to the grocery store and buy groceries? What do they put them in for you to bring them home?
Paper bags.
Do you ever use any other word?
Yeah, paper sacks.
Is there any difference between a bag and a sack?
No, don't reckon there any difference.
No difference. Okay. what do you call a large bag made out of cloth, loosely woven?
Sack.
Like
a flour sack, you know, when you get flowers in, you call it a flour sack.
Okay. Or you might, suppose you're going to get, say, 100 pounds of fertilizer. That would come in what? Alright. Would you ever call it anything else, though, to describe the kind of material it's made out of?
Toe sack.
Now, what is a toe sack?
Well, a lot of people call it burlap, don't they?
Well, is there a difference between a toe sack and burlap?
About the same.
About the same thing. Toe sack's not as heavy as burlap.
How would you describe burlap, then?
Well, it'd just be heavier material. It'd be just made out of the same stuff.
Okay, good. Alright. What do you call a little musical instrument that you blow on? I'll hold it up to your mouth and blow on it.
French harp.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument? You put part of it in your mouth and you sort of twang it.
Juice harp, I guess.
Okay.
I play one.
Yeah, I can play a French harp.
What do you call something that looks sort of like this? If I can draw a picture of it. And a carpenter might have two of these things and put a log up on top of them or a board on top of them to cut it.
Sawhorse.
What do you call that?
Sawhorse. I think's what we call them.
You ever call it anything else? Alright. Well, suppose instead of being, that looks sort of like the letter A, suppose it was shaped like an X and the log rested in there.
That would be a fork to hold around wood to saw it up with the cross cut where the back part.
You call it a fork?
Fork.
Okay. Do you know that term?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. Just the word fork, nothing else.
That's right.
Alright. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that little children would use? You know, it has a board balanced in the middle and one sits on either end and they go up and down?
Seesaw.
Okay. Do you have a name for a homemade merry-go-round?
I made one or two of them out here the way.
That's all I've ever known them being called, merry-go-round.
Okay. Well, let me read you some of the other things that are given here and see if you've ever called it one of these. Flying Dutchman? No. A Flying Jenny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we